like study abroad programs, we can make these available for credit to anybody. They can be older people, they can be younger people. But unlike study abroad programs that we traditionally think of, they're not just for the kids anymore. And that's what we're trying to stress, is it's not just the time you send off the high school student for 3 months or 3 weeks or what have you. It's your opportunity to experience the world where you're going in a completely different way.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PR Web Podcast, and today it is my pleasure to be joined by Thomas Talboy, the director of Ubiquity International. Thomas, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's a pleasure to have you here with us. Now, Thomas, can you please start by telling me a little bit about Ubiquity International and what you offer there?
Sure. Ubiquity International, we have been offering tours for a number of years, primarily to Western Europe. And as we've been progressing, we've expanded generally in Europe and have begun to look towards South America. But something that we're very excited to introduce that we will be talking about today is our new cultural study abroad programs for adults and families.
Definitely. And Thomas, Ubiquity International has announced, as you said, that it is going to start offering its first study abroad programs for adults and families, and those will be available starting in September. Can you please tell us a little bit about this announcement and why you decided to start offering these cultural study abroad programs for adults and families?
Sure. In our experience with the programs, the tours that we already offer, we tend to have a lot of intergenerational travelers. So, for example, we might have older members of the family and younger members, perhaps grandparents and grandchildren. And one of the things that many of these people have said to us over the time is that we really enjoy your tours, we like the programs you put together, but gee, I can't go with you in July of next year, or I can't go with you in September. I wish there were something I could do with you, but there isn't. So we are basically responding to that need among adult travelers and adult travelers who may be traveling with younger people from different generations. And we have made the programs available in such a way that somebody who might be, for example, traveling in the south of France could join us for our program for 1 day. It could be for a week or a number of days. So we're definitely responding to the need from that group that is asking for a sort of multi-sensory experience of language, art, history, and culture of a particular destination. And so that's how we hope to serve them.
So what types of programs are available in these cultural study abroad programs for adults and families? And how is this different from other study abroad programs that you offer?
The key difference is that, number one, they occur throughout the year. And so the travelers can simply come to us and say, I'm going to be, again, let me use the example of Aix-en-Provence. We're going to be in that area. Can we join you for this amount of time beginning on this date? And of course, they absolutely can. The second thing that's absolutely key is that they are customizable and very, very personal. So if, for example, a person were to go to our website or call for information, we would send them a kind of a generic outline of what we think would be a wonderful language, art, history, culture experience in, let's say, Aix-en-Provence. But within that context and within the price frame, it is completely customizable. So for example, one group of people, let's say three or four of them, might want to come to X to really learn some French, spend some time maybe in the morning intensively studying French, preparing to go out into, let's say, the real world of X and be able to talk to people. But in the afternoon, they want to have a cultural experience, perhaps museums, perhaps watercolor, perhaps simply hiking in the mountains, the favorite region where Cézanne used to paint his paintings. We can do that kind of thing. And at the same time, it may be that a different group of people, say three others, say, well, you know, French sounds great, but I'm really here to taste the wine. And I don't mind if I learn a little French along the line, but can we do a lot more wine tasting? And the answer is absolutely. That, I think, is the fundamental difference. Like study abroad programs, we can make these available for credit to anybody. They can be older people, they can be younger people. But unlike study abroad programs that we traditionally think of, they're not just for the kids anymore. And that's what we're trying to stress, is it's not just the time you send off the high school student for 3 months or 3 weeks or what have you. It's your opportunity to experience the world where you're going in a completely different way.
Well, this sounds great. So, Thomas, can you share with our listeners how they can find out more information by sharing with us a website address and any contact information?
Sure. I'll give the website address, the phone number, and an email. The first point of contact is the website, and that's www.ubiquityinternational.com. And let me spell the middle part for you. It's UBIQUITY International. So www.ubiquityinternational.com. The number toll-free is 1-866-984-8687. And a person could always send an email to info@ubiquityinternational.com. And when a person contacts us, they, of course, can get the personal attention to finally craft the experience for what they want from it. And they can either talk directly with me or they can talk with Chrissy Nichols, who is our cultural specialist in France and is the one who will be leading up the program in X.
All right, great. We've been speaking today with Thomas Talboy, the director of Ubiquity International. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, and we definitely hope to hear from you again very soon.
I hope so, too. I look forward as well. Thanks very much.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.